Hello.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thanks for asking. I was just following up because I saw that you had a conversation earlier with Shalette in customer support. Yep.
Yeah.
And I wanted to let you know that first page placement on Google, it typically takes 45 to 60 days. So if you're in the process of moving and you need like 3 weeks, that's perfect timing because by the time you get to your new address, you're going to start, you know, being published and ranking on the first page and your phone's going to start ringing with new clients. But you have to take the time to at least do that one email, which is the documents for Google reinstatement. And that typically takes less than 10 minutes.
I did email something to you guys.
Okay. Was that the business card and the invoice?
No, it was I believe it was just where it has my registry number on it.
Okay. So on that email, there's about 7 different suggestions. It'll say, do you have a business license? Send that. If not, send the registration, which it sounds as like what you did. Or you can use an invoice or a business card or a picture of your work vehicle.
How about my insurance policy?
Absolutely. That would work. So what's happening behind the scenes, just so that you know, Alex, is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area. So that's all that they're doing is they're trying to solidify that Home Improvement Services is an actual business in the area so that they can publish you. So when you send over that insurance with the registration, we submit it to Google and they say, okay, this guy's legit and we can publish him. So
did you guys get my email though?
That's what I'm checking right now because I want to send it to that department, which is the verification department, and just double check if they've got anything yet because if not, I want you to resend it with the registration and the insurance just in case. But let me just ask them real quick. Did you, because on that email it says to, like, upload it on the Google Doc. Do you remember if you did it that way or did you?
No, I definitely didn't upload it on the Google
Doc. So you just sent it on the email. Okay. That's okay because usually if someone emails us, the technicians will just go in and upload it on the Doc. So I'll put, did you get the email client sent with business registry? When did you send that? I'll let them know.
Yesterday, I believe. Yesterday.
Well, you already got almost that whole piece of the puzzle done, and here you were worried that you had to wait till November 5th and get to the, because I thought, oh, no, and I saw that note. I'm like, if he waits till November 5th when he gets to the new address, then he's going to have to wait another 30 days or so in order to get published. I'm like, we might as well get the ball rolling now. So he says he sent it yesterday. Also will be sending insurance. Business insurance document today. Yeah, so on that email, I think I already told you there are 7 suggestions, but send over whatever you can. So even on top of the insurance, if you have the work vehicle with a, you know, local license plate, or if you have, you know, a business card, you know, kind of send that over with the insurance because then that's all going to help us too, okay? Now, the second piece of the puzzle, it's also a simple thing. It should take you less than 10 or 15 minutes to do it, which was to just go in and use the steps on the email to quickly create a business Facebook page. Once that's done, we take over, and then we put all the content on it. We start doing posts on it. We start running the ads. So all that email is asking you for is to do the initial creation of it so that way when leads start coming in, the Facebook knows that they go to you. Because if we create it, it comes to us, and then we have Yep. All you have to do is just create it. It says action needed, create your Facebook business page. And it's a really simple process. Like I said, it takes less than, 10 minutes. And if you like, I could even, have that department call you back sometime today and they can kind of walk you through the steps to make sure that it gets done.
Okay, that's fine. Do it around, if they want to call me around 1, 2-ish.
Around 1. Okay, between 1 and 2, absolutely. I'll send that message over to them just so that, we get you when you have availability. And then I'm just still waiting for this technician to get back to me. Oh, wait, here's, he sent me something. Okay, so yeah, he has the registry number, so you don't have to resend that. So he got that one. So if you could just send over the insurance document and anything else that you have, that would be super great. And then when it comes into the email, then the technicians will upload it on that Google Doc for you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then one thing I'll do.
You guys do have my website, right?
Yep. Yeah, we have the website, which is hismaintenance.com. So let me just double check the notes here. Yep. Okay, good. Yeah, so we have notes that we're going to attach this website to everything once you start ranking. And then now it will be in a position to actually get you new clients. Because if not, I've been doing this for 13 years. I've talked to people that have all kinds of, elaborate websites with all the bells and whistles on them. And then other people that have a simple website that they built themselves or had a friend build. And across the board, people tell me that they've never gotten one client from it. And the reason that happens is if the website in and of itself doesn't get exposure, it never can bring you a client. You know what I mean? So the nice thing about this is once you're ranking, you're going to be in a spotlight position and your website's actively being promoted at, where you're a top recommended business on Google. One thing I would recommend on the site, just because I'm looking at it now, is try to go in and put your phone number on the homepage, front and center, even if you can up at the top or something. Because what sometimes happens if someone clicks to a site and they can't find your phone number right away, sometimes they just go out and they call the next guy, right? And I don't want that to be a missed opportunity for you. Also, on your website, you have your regular number, which is 971-712-3744. So if you use the call tracking number, which is on your Google listing, it also helps you get better results because then everything is consistent with Google. So Google will look at what's...
list that number instead of Google number?
That's what I would recommend because Google looks at something called NAP, which is name, address, phone number, and makes sure that everything's consistent across the board.
Can you give me that number real quick, number, just to see?
Absolutely. Yep. It's, are you ready?
Yeah.
So it's 971-533-8522.
971-533-8522?
533-8522. Is that what you said?
Hold on one second.
Here, I'll text it to you just so that you have it, too. I'll put, This is your call tracking number.
Yeah, because I know I put it on my contacts, but see, the thing is that I have two numbers, and I don't know which one.
The one that ends in 8522, but I'll send it to you on your text. That way you have it, okay?
Please do.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm just looking at the calendar here because you signed up on the 23rd of September. What I'm trying to do is see if there's anything I could do with your billing since you're moving. I don't want you to get billed in that interim. So you signed up on the 23rd. Oh, perfect. Okay, so I can push the next billing out an extra 2 weeks for free for you, which will take you to November 7th. So that way you don't have to worry about any of that in the meantime. Just worry about, you know, quickly sending over that insurance document and anything else you have and quickly creating the Facebook business page. Then you're good to go. You just go and complete your move, and then I'll push that next billing out 2 weeks for you, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Alex. And please call me if you need anything else. I'm at extension 777, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome. Have a nice week.
You too.
Okay, thank you. Bye.